Pain. Where do I begin when it comes to withdrawal-related pain? Withdrawal-related pain comes in many forms. Some of them are very bizarre. And, you know, we always joke and say we couldn't make it up. And this explains why I think when you describe your pain to your doctor or to a family member or friend, I don't know if you've had this, but they inevitably there's that glazed look in the person's eyes, you know, sort of, this is sounding too bizarre, it has to be something else. And that's it. It's quite unbelievable. Many people have described the pain experienced during withdrawal as torture, or just being in a torture chamber. And over-the-counter painkillers are usually ineffective. So it's something that people learn to deal with because they have just no other option. So let's just talk about the different types of pain as they've been described to me over the years. Before I do, though, it is important to have your diagnostic tests to rule out any other causes for the pain. Okay, and if you're having certain types of pain, especially if you're having chest pain, just go and get it checked. It's best to get it checked because once you do that, when you have it subsequently, you know it's the withdrawal. But if you don't and you're worried that, you know, maybe you've developed a heart condition or something like that, there'll always be that level of anxiety around it. I'm a firm believer in having diagnostic tests, and that's why my hospital file was huge. Okay, so here is the list of the types of pain. We'll start with head pain, and with the head pain you'll have migraine type headaches. Some people describe a feeling of a band being tightened around the head and it just gets tighter and tighter. There's the throbbing head pain. There's thudding head pain. There's a feeling of the head being squashed, a feeling as if the brain is on fire. There's the pain behind the eyes. There's throat and burning pain, and a sense of the throat tightening. There's burning head pain. There's mouth pain. There's neck pain. There's shoulder pain. There's back pain. Upper, middle, lower back. There's hip pain. There's foot pain. There's pelvic pain. There's calf pain. There's abdominal pain, there's sinus pain, there's groin pain, there's vaginal pain, prostate pain, stomach pain, pain in the vulva. So, okay, there's vaginal pain as in up in the vagina, and then there's pain in the vulva as in vulvodynia. You have pain where the entire body hurts. There's deep tissue pain. There's pain on the skin where if you just, you know, I know skin pain sounds weird, but it's that pain people say they have if they're just touched. There's muscle and joint pain. There's sacroiliac pain. There's the nerve pain that travels to the different parts of the body, or sometimes it stays stuck in one place. There's just about pain any and everywhere in withdrawal, and people describe having pain in places they didn't know existed until they felt the pain, and that's how bad it can be. People actually talk about mind pain as well, or the brain hurting, and sometimes people with akathisia talk about a mental pain. So there's so many other types. I'm sure I've left some out. There's, you know, twisting and prodding and all sorts of words that are used to describe the different types of pain. All I can say is if you are in pain, I am so sorry. I understand. I've been there myself. A lot of the ones I just described, I had too. I think with this withdrawal-related pain, you have to remember it will ease and it will eventually disappear when your recovery is complete. With this withdrawal-related pain, just remember that it will ease and eventually disappear. So the most important coping tool with the pain is being able to normalize what is happening, and the big A word, acceptance. Because more than likely you've already tried your over-the-counter pain meds to no avail. You don't want to end up having to take opiates or anything like that, you know, long term. And sometimes the pain does last longer than, you know, weeks. And of course, do your breathing. The breathing is very important. As you know, this is what women use in childbirth. So find a breathing technique that works, or, you know, it may not make the pain go completely, but it can help, even on the subtlest of levels. So you normalize, you accept, you breathe, you wait it out. You remember that this is going to pass. You are healing despite how you're feeling. If you are protracted and the pain has been going on for a long time, you will still heal. The pain will go. So don't lose hope, don't despair, just keep holding on and allow the healing process to be completed. Okay, you keep telling yourself it's going to pass, this too shall pass. Now, it has been scientifically proven that breathing is very effective in managing pain. So after you normalize it and you accept it, you breathe. If you can learn a breathing technique that works for you, that will be key to managing this pain until it goes. And of course, you know, any sort of grounding technique and just using a mindfulness approach will be effective too. Okay, but again, my heart goes out to you. I am so sorry. I hope it will go soon. And just remember that this is going to pass. All you need to do is find a way to deal with it daily until it does go. All right, I've seen people with all types of pain, the worst types of pain, heal, and there's no reason that you won't either. Even if it's persisting and you are very protracted, you know, just keep going, hang in there, because it is gonna go eventually and you're gonna be okay. All right, so just take good care, and until next time.